Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also, more importantly, real artists back to their ways. In today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, and also CEO and founder of her own independent entertainment company with a beautiful bang, the very captivating Lord have mercy, Rosie Gold, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Solutions. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and, of course, The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the captivating Rosie Gold. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Peace and blessings, my king. I'm so good and so very excited. Thank you so much for having me on the show this afternoon.
Well, no, the pleasure is truly all mine. I said, oh my goodness, after getting all the pertinent information that I needed and listening to your vocals, my goodness, it's the female version of Gil Scott Heron. My goodness, lady, you came on really strong.
Thank you. What a compliment. Thank you.
Oh, no, just speaking the truth. I must ask, first of all, first and foremost, the video is very powerful, very poignant to the things that are taking place in today's society. And I want to take it a step further, being not just a woman of color descent and looking back and seeing the things that we are collectively going through. How does it make you feel where, as far as where we're at today and compared to what things transpired in the past, even 20, 30 years ago, that things, instead of getting better, they have now gotten progressively worse as far as, quote unquote, the term they like to use, minorities in America?
Well, I think the song really reflects my feeling towards those matters. I mean, when I was sitting back and I was looking at the news and all the slander that was going on and just the overall energy of the world today, everyone was in a state of fear. You know, it was Trump this, Trump that. And then, you know, all of the injustices and the crime that we see within the black community is just too much, you know. So I wanted to create a body of work that would reflect the times that we are living in, but also have a positive undertone. I mean, you know, when I'm chanting, we're the solution, I mean that. I think that, you know, in order for us to get to a better place, it starts on an individual basis, you know, with education and knowledge of self, pretty much. I think that love, you know, would help us to get to a better place in society in general. And right now, I just feel like there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of, I don't know, people living in their ego. And I think that contributes to the state of society that we see today.
One of the things that I love about your song and also the concept for the video, I've always been a stickler when it comes to substance and lyrics, especially lyrical content, because in today's music industry, there's not a lot of that. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of lack of substance. And for you, how important is it to you that your music is actually saying something, that you're giving something back to the people that they can also groove, but also more importantly, interpret and also learn from?
Well, I believe in artistic integrity. Integrity is the name of the game when it comes to myself. I'm a mother, and I want to be able to have my son enjoy music the way I did when I was coming up. I was listening to all the greats. My parents played quality music. I mean, everything from Marvin Gaye, Denise Williams, you know, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, things like that. I want to be able to play music around my son that I could be proud of. I don't play certain things when I'm in the car with him simply because I believe that, you know, you should let a child be a child. I don't want him coming up saying all kind of wild things, you know, and I want him to be able to sing along. Those memories that I have of singing along, you know, while I'm in the car, listening to the radio, it molded me. It shaped me to be who I am today. So having a certain level of artistic integrity is so important to me to be able to convey, not just to young people, but for all people to be able to get my message through is so important to me. To talk about, you know, political matters and matters within the community is extremely important because I don't feel that enough people are doing that. So I wanted to take that opportunity with Solution. I wanted to take that opportunity with Solution to be able to present that topic matter, but have it be something that people can feel good about, you know. So that's why I went ahead and the clip from Malcolm X at the end was something that I actually added in there. That was called Time to Stop Singing and Start Swinging. I thought that was so powerful because we need to fight. We need to be able to fight back, but, you know, everything has to be done in a certain way. So I wanted to bring back elements from the past to show people today that, look, you know, we still have a long way to go. We still have a long way to go. And one of the ways that we can do that is by unifying, and music is a universal language. So I wanted to be able to use my platform to definitely drive that point home.
You know, I find it interesting what you just mentioned as far as being a parent, and I can speak on this also myself being a parent. And having a teenage son, and my son is very quick to say, "Dad, you're still living in the 70s, but that's all right. I'm fine with that. We're both 21, so I can deal with that." What I've seen as far as being a parent in today's society, you have to pretty much almost micromanage what you do as a parent because the advantage as far as being able to have accessibility as far as being a youth to social media. Mm-hmm. You have children mm-hmm. now to spend more time on social media, picking up things from social media than watching things on TV, where there were a lot of education, a lot of positive things on TV during the time when I was growing up, and a lot less of that is on that now. How are you able, mm-hmm. not only being a parent, but also being a business person, how have you managed to kind of balance both and keep everything on an even keel?
Well, my son is definitely he's a music baby. And when I go to the studio, he's around myself. He's around myself, my team, lots of amazing producers, songwriters, musicians. So I try to teach him what good quality music is. Now, you know, on the team we have rappers and things of hip hop of that nature. He's not allowed in those sessions. You know, if I have to bring him with me to a session, because we are very home based, if I have to bring him with me to the session, he is not exposed to those things. I'm very particular about what he's able to watch. He just can't watch any old thing. You know, he does the Netflix, but it's the child Netflix, and there's a passcode to it. You know what I mean? Those sort of things. I am very particular, and he is an excellent reader. He enjoys books, you know, things of those natures, the things that I came up with, you know, art, coloring, painting, books. He's homeschooled, so I keep a very close eye on his education and what he's exposed to, because a lot of children these days, you know, you see these viral videos where the children are singing along and they're saying bleep, bloop, bleep, you know, talking about subject matters that children shouldn't necessarily be speaking about. I don't agree with that. Now, art is a form of expression, and you should be able to, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but that doesn't mean that children should be exposed to that. You know what I mean? When I was coming up, it was certain things that if I was singing those songs and they came on the car, and my mother would turn the station. Well, I do the same thing with my son today. You know, I remember getting in trouble. I was trying to sing Tony, Tony, Tone, Feels Good. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sing that. I know I'm going to get popped. My hind parts was going to get popped, okay? So Okay, my mother said, "What'd you say, girl?" You know, so my son knows better. He knows better. He's very musical and he's very intelligent. So he's aware of, you know, what's for him and what's not. You know, he appreciates old school music. He likes he likes Tevin Campbell. He likes New Edition. He likes all the stuff from the 90s and the 80s that I grew up listening to. You know, we're cleaning around the house. He's singing the songs. You know what I mean? He's very much into New Edition. And I showed him certain parts of that film that just came out on BET, but he didn't get to see the entire thing. No, absolutely not. I am very particular. He's my one and only. And I just believe in letting a child be a child. And then, you know, as time goes on, introduce them to a little bit more. But yeah, I'm very particular about those things, and certain songs that I have, you know, he knows them, he sings them and carries on. But other things, not so much, you know. Let the kids be kids and adults be adults.
Absolutely.
So I live by that.
For someone who has yet had the opportunity to hear your music, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
As an artist, well, I've had a lot of time to figure out who I am. It's very important that I stick to what I believe as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a human being. I've had several opportunities when I was younger to sign and come out and do my thing, but I actually ended up turning down those opportunities because it wasn't, A, the right situation for me, and B, I think that if I was to take those opportunities back then, I probably would have gotten myself into some trouble being naive, you know, and ignorant to the business. You know, this is a business, and I took my time learning, studying, growing, and being able to stand firmly on what I believe. So now my standpoint is where I'm speaking from a place of experience. I'm speaking of, you know, the EP that's coming out in the summer is based on my life's journey up to this point in time. And the album consists of basically, I would say, retro type of sound, but done with a modern twist. So you'll hear something that was inspired of the 60s, you know, like Solution, or In the Heat is a very sensual 70s inspired type of record, you know, things that I grew up listening to. And then I have another song like My Way, which is very modern sounding with a bit of trap elements. So Lady Set Go is a project that reflects my entire journey up to this point, hence the title, and that's the leading single off the album, Lady Set Go. It's a very heavily drum-driven record, and it's reminiscent of the 60s, but then again done with a modern twist. And that's what I like, you know. I like an old sound made to sound like now. You know, it's hard to find people who can do that right because you have to actually work with real musicians. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I thrive on that. I pride myself on quality music, quality sound. I'm surrounded with people who are veterans in the game, who are A&Rs, other songwriters, who share the same artistic integrity that I do. You have to surround yourself with people, you know, who are have the same mindset, you know what I mean, and who believe in the project, and that's so important. So I'm definitely blessed to have a great team helping me emerge right now.
Well, you said something earlier that I found very refreshing when you said, as far as knowing at that time that you weren't ready as far as being signed to a major record label because you weren't ready as far as mentally ready to take on that challenge. I mean, it's very tempting when you have that kind of carrot, you know, in front of your face, and they say, "We'll do this A, B, C, and D." But now, as a veteran and learning the business aspect of the industry, it's very imperative that you have complete creative control over your product and your brand for the listeners that are tuning in, and also the up and coming artists that are remotely thinking about getting involved in this business. Can you kind of elaborate how imperative it is that you have that level of complete creative control over your brand?
Absolutely. Having creative control over your brand is extremely important because I find that when young artists come out and they're with the record label, they can easily be swayed to do any and everything in order to make a buck. And honestly, I believe that when you're that age, you know, you're just ambitious, you want to get on, you want to come out, you want to get turned up, you want to get popping. I get that, and that's exactly what I would have done. But you have to take the time to get the education. At the end of the day, it's the music business. And so a lot of the times you find that younger people don't necessarily understand what they're getting into. They don't understand things like royalty rates. They don't understand things like the difference between what a record label does and what a publisher does. They don't understand that there's separate labels on the checks that you get. And these are things that you need to know before you get in. I remember when I was first moved to Atlanta and I was getting started, I had a book. I think it was called, Things You Need to Know About the Music Business. And I read that thing cover to cover. I was a single mom. I was new to Atlanta. And I just hit the ground running. And in doing so, I ran into a lot of people, you know, and those opportunities started knocking on my door. So I, being in the position that I was, I'm very, very grateful to have found a foundation called Georgia Lawyers for the Arts, where these lawyers are in place to help people in those situations who might not necessarily be able to financially pay for a lawyer. So I went ahead and went through that foundation. I got an awesome lawyer to work for me pro bono, and he actually used to be he was a chairman of a publishing group. So he informed me of all these things, and when the contracts were coming through, we would redline them. He would send them to me, and I learned how to read a contract. And I would look through, and I would say, okay, I'm not too sure about this particular part right here. Can we redline that? Can we bring this up? This is not something that is sitting very well with me. And we would collaborate. We would go back and forth on different things in the paperwork, you know, that we wanted, that we didn't want, and that was a great help to me, and I've been that way from early on. I understand how to read contracts. I understand the importance of marketing and creating a brand. I mean, we can put this in a box and say that it's the music business, but on a larger scale, this is the entertainment industry. So you're talking about having a brand, you're talking about advertising, you're talking about marketing, you're talking about perhaps having an opportunity to extend your brand into clothing, into movies, into, I don't know, modeling. All these things are fall under the umbrella of the entertainment industry. You're talking about choreography. These things all contribute to your brand. So if you're going to create a brand, you have to know what you stand for. Anything that I put my name on, I have to be able to stand behind it. I don't want to just have a body out of work floating in space that I don't believe in 100%. So I think that in time, life teaches you lessons, and they build character. You know, they give you more knowledge. You become wiser. So I'm very grateful that I've had the experiences that I've had in the past in order to make me the woman that I am now, because I'm very confident in moving forward. And, honey, I plan on hitting the ground running. We're taking this thing to the stratosphere. I am ready, okay? Ladies,
that's
take
what
go.
I like to hear. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you with the Teddy Bear Does Forgive You. We're being joined, of course, by the captivating Rosie Gold as we get deep in her new hit single, Solution. I must ask, you know, you touched on something that, you know, as far as from the business aspect of music, we can go all the way back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, even 80s and 90s, where you had artists that did not have the knowledge of the business aspect, and they were just basically being used. As you mentioned earlier about the new edition, you sign a contract, you hold a little bit of money in front of somebody that has never seen that amount of money before, whether it's $35,000, $50,000, or $75,000, and they're saying, wow, that's a lot of money. And you're signing something you have no idea or concept of what you are signing. You go in the studio, you're given an allotment of money, basically a loan from a bank for studio time, which you have to end up paying back. and you're on the road constantly touring, you're not seeing any money back, but your album is number one on the charts. And that's the great thing now, as far as especially an artist, an independent artist that has a full understanding, as far as understanding the business aspect of this industry. You mentioned the album. When can we expect the new album?
I anticipate the album dropping sometime around June. It's actually 90% finished. I have one more song that I wanted to add to it because I thought it would top it off nicely. But I say okay. June because I'm still working on the business behind it. I would like to get a PR firm behind it. I would like to get some marketing dollars behind it because Lady Set Go, I mean, doesn't that title just ring out at you? I've already trademarked that title, and I would like to combine it with some amazing, that title is just everything. So I have trademarked it already, and I am looking to collab with, you know, the right situation to get some marketing dollars behind it. I mean, I can just see that. The song is, I love the song. It's my anthem, and I would love to collab with maybe like a fitness line or perhaps, I don't know, a diet, you know, like a diet line, like Weight Watchers or something. Lady Set Go is so empowering. I can see everything behind that. So hopefully we can do that before June. I got a lot of things brewing, and that is my laser focus right now is to get those marketing dollars behind that because Lady Set Go got to have some power behind that, honey. Yes.
Lord have mercy. A woman with a vision and a direction is a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, we have some callers on the line. Let's go to area code 310, Los Angeles. Yeah, you're on the line with the teddy bear and, of course, the captivating Rosie Gold. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead. Caller, you're on live. Go right ahead. Hello, I promise you I won't bite. We're going to area code 908. You're on the line with Rosie Gold and the teddy bear. Caller, go right ahead. Caller, go. I come in peace. I will not bite. I'm just cuddly and lovable, I promise. They are scared to talk. My goodness. Am I scaring the people off? It's okay. It's all right. Well, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Rosie's official website. That's at www.iamrosiegold.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, that's Rosie Gold Music, and Instagram, where she is on there live right now so you can see her angelic face. Lord have mercy. On Instagram, that's at rosiegold.empire. We talked about branding earlier. How far or how outreaching do you want your brand to go? Right now you have the social media and it's amazing. It's amazing to me now where as a business person and as an artist, at one particular time you had to travel city to city, state to state to promote what you were doing. And now in the confines of your home recording studio, you can promote and sell your product internationally. How helpful has that been as a tool, a marketing tool for your business?
Oh, man. It's been everything for me, actually. I mean, I work from home. I often record from home. There are studios that I work out of in Atlanta, but just having that convenience 24/7, I am definitely taking advantage of it at this point. I would like to see the brand go worldwide. I have a clothing line called Creativity Over Conformity, and the title speaks for itself. Just using your creative nature to make it happen for you, honey. That's what I'm all about. So Instagram is amazing. I get so much feedback from all over the world with Instagram. Facebook is an amazing platform. All of the social media is amazing. And what I've been doing throughout the years is just studying. I've been studying digital marketing. I've explored different companies to help, you know, to advertise myself, different mechanisms. I've taken so many online courses of how to market your brand, doing, you know, wearing all the hats, being the CEO, being the founder, writing the songs, singing the songs, directing the videos. I do have a background in, visual communications, which definitely helps. So I'm doing the Photoshops. I participate in the creative direction of all my photos. I have amazing friends. Shout out to AJ with Poses Photography. He's an amazing photographer, been a friend of mine for a very long time. I believe he's in Houston right now. And I just, I use these platforms to build a team. You have to have a strong team behind you in order to be successful. And the internet is an amazing tool. I mean, when I see people speaking to me from London, when I check my analytics on YouTube and I get to see my Australian fans, it's amazing to me. And, you know, back in the day when we had the old AOL and the dial-up and the, you know, and the sound it used to make and couldn't get on the phone if somebody was on the internet, all of those days are long gone. And thank God. Thank you, God, that those days are gone, because I am on the move. I'm in the car with it. I'm in the office. I'm in the kitchen. I am just doing it. A woman of the millennium, and yes, thank you. Thank you for the internet. Thank you for Wi-Fi, because it is amazing. And you have, they're all tools. They are all tools. They are all tools, and you just have to know how to utilize them, you know?
Absolutely. I've lost track on how many artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, artists that have been in this industry 20, 30-some years, are still learning how to become acclimated to use social media because they have the power of the machine taking care of everything. And now with only maybe a handful of major record labels, you have a lot of artists now that are independent. I think for me personally, thing, because I believe an artist have complete creative control over their art form. Anything that you put out, you see, you should be able to see dime, dollar, quarters, whatever that you're making, the monetary goal. You should have an idea of what you're doing and where to do that, have that level of control. And I want to commend you for having that level of control. And this, oh my, store, my goodness. Creativity,
thank you.
Performing, my goodness, you can, family, you can purchase hats, t-shirts, water bottles, coffee mug. Teddy can always use a coffee mug. Yes, Lord. And, I mean, it's, they have a little bit, a lot of it, of everything. It's definitely a positive thing. But speaking of positive, let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, from the very talented Rosie Gold, Solution, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Everyone's coming! same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of us from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed us. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today, it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Lord have mercy, Rosie Gold. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, please let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.IamRosieGold.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter at Rosie Gold Music, and also on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/RosieGold.Empire. My queen, you know something? I have a bone to pick with you. You know that?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what that bone is. Put mm-hmm. them cigarettes down. Put them cigarettes
oh,
down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was nervous. And let me tell you, I had quit and I just ran to the store. I was nervous. I was like, oh, my goodness. Do you know that this is my first radio interview? So I know. I'm all about the healthy lifestyle, but that is my one. I'm working on myself. I am working on myself.
I had somebody from my my marketing team, because we're also doing this via Instagram, also going and said, "Teddy Bear," I said, "cheese what?" I said, no. I don't want you to do anything to those vocals and mess up your voice, okay? We don't mean that.
No, I know. It's so bad, and that's my one thing. We all have our things, right? No, I'm quitting. I am quitting today.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you.
Yeah, I was stressed out. You were stressing me out. I'm like, oh, my Lord, what is this man going to ask me? All right.
What am I going to stress? Come on. No, I ain't getting stressed out. It's all positive.
I had a little butterfly. I was just a little nervous. But I'm good now. It's flowing. You will not see me with any cigarettes anymore.
But you know what? I understand from this perspective that mm-hmm. radio has changed so dramatically, where it's not based upon the music, but not based upon the music and artists anymore. It's based upon gossip. Mm. It's based upon quote unquote reality, where you see all the different hot 97. Power, all these, it's all about gossip. It's not about the music anymore, and that's why we're here to provide a format and a platform for artists who are here to promote their music. You know, we want an R&B, we want a shaken but not stirred, my love. So we got you. No need to worry, you know. And when can we expect you to perform live?
Oh, wow. Well, this summer I am planning a trip to California. I am looking for a touring manager. So if anyone out there listening is a touring manager, please feel free to hit up my website and contact my people, because I will be in California all summer, and I am going to be working very hard. So right now I don't have any shows on the calendar, but that's not to say that you won't see me performing sometime very soon.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, this is your home, and hopefully very soon you will make it down here to Houston, Texas, come in here in the studio and give us a live performance. We would love to have you.
Oh,
here.
I would love that. Oh, I would love it. Thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And remember, family, the new album coming up real soon. Can you let the listeners know what was the title of the track again? Because we want to make sure that they are full aware of the name of the album.
It's called Lady Set Go, and you should expect it sometime in June of this year.
June of this year. Well, when the next track is ready, let us know. We will have you back on, and we will debut it here first. That's what we do, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. The captivating Rosie Gold. Much continued success, my queen, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So beautiful, bang. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, it's imperative that we support not good, not so-so, but great artists, especially the ones that have a vision on creativity, living outside the box. Substance, my goodness, quality over quantity, Lord have mercy. And speaking of quality, let's take you back a little bit. Ronald Isley, Mr. Biggs, just came here to chill. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Thank you. back home. I've been up and down, and everywhere you could imagine, it's been so hard for me. But even though I'm strong, I can hold on. It won't be too long before my success, and not even my best, I got something good to offer. Cause if you don't get it, then that's just your big day. I'm a thinking of her, calling.
the legendary Bill Berry from his new album Breathless with One Less Bell to Answer here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the captivating Rosie Gold, Lord have mercy, family. Be sure to support this fantastic artist, man. Be sure to get all the latest updates. Allow your fingers to do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.iamrosiegold.com and be on the lookout for her new upcoming EP, of course. Yeah, she has an EP coming out. Project Lady Set Go. So be on the lookout on that. Look out for that. And when it's ready, we'll have her back on and we'll debut some new tracks from her here first. That's what we do. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by our official website at www.lotothecomfortzone.com. Also, you can get up with us on Twitter. That's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/TL The Comfort Zone. And last but not least, also on Instagram. But let me rewind, yeah, just a little bit, for 24-hour nonstop live streaming music while you're at the zone. Hey, click on live. We got it for you. Ask. And she's got received. My goodness. You know what? I'm so used to doing overnight broadcasts, doing the zone at night. So I'm trying to get acclimated to doing things in the daytime. But it's okay as long as we're bringing substance and making all the supporters and listeners happy at the end of the day. That's all that matters. You know, I'm actually feeling a little bit more Phil Perry. So let's get more into it with Phil Perry with Stand Up. Featuring Howard Hewitt, yeah, here in the zone of LOTO.
Break the wall, yo.
Can't believe it. You can't.
for you.
I'm so into you.